All right, everyone, welcome back. I'm so excited for this deep dive because we're talking about something that low-key drives me nuts sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Like, you know when you're trying to use an app and it's just so slow? Or your phone starts, like, burning a hole in your pocket because Instagram's going crazy?
Yeah, I feel that.
So we're diving into the world of high-performance mobile apps.
Nice.
To, like, figure out the secrets behind the ones that run super smoothly and don't make you want to chuck your phone across the room.
I mean, you just perfectly describe why this is so important. We all use apps every single day, and when they don't work well, it's like UGH.
For real. But, okay, before we get too deep into it, let's, like, take a step back.
Okay.
What does high performance even mean when we're talking about these little guys on our phones?
Mm.
I mean, obviously, speed's got to be a big part of it, right?
Oh, absolutely. Speed's definitely up there. But it's kind of like this.
Okay.
Imagine you have two cars. Both can get you where you need to go really fast, but one's, like, guzzling gas and rattling like crazy and just stressing you out the whole time.
Right.
While the other one is like smooth and quiet and sips fuel.
Ooh, I like that one.
Right. So high performance in a mobile app is like that second car.
Gotcha. So it's about the whole experience.
Exactly. It's like smooth sailing the whole way through. So think like super smooth animations, things responding quickly when you tap or swipe, and the app not draining your battery like it's going out of style.
Okay. So it's like the app is gliding, not like chugging along like a train with square wheels.
Ah, perfect analogy.
And that's where the whole building thing comes in, right? Because our source material really seems to be stressing that building for high performance from the get-go is super important.
It's like the foundation of a house.
Oh, yeah. I see where you're going with it.
You can't just slap on a performance band-aid at the end.
Yeah, that makes sense.
If you build that house on a shaky foundation, no amount of fancy paint's going to stop it from falling apart.
Right. It's going to crumble.
Exactly. And apps are the same way. If the code is all wonky and inefficient from the start, you're going to run into those frustrating issues we were talking about earlier.
Like lag and battery drain and all that fun stuff.
Exactly.
So it's like building a house. You need the right tools and materials, a solid plan, and a good crew to build a high-performance app.
100%.
So what are some things the source material highlights when it comes to like building these rock-solid apps?
Well, one thing it really stresses is efficient coding practices.
Okay, so what does that mean exactly?
So every time your app has to access your phone's memory, it uses a little bit of battery.
Okay, that makes sense.
But imagine you have code that's constantly making these unnecessary trips to the memory.
Oh, so it's like wasting energy.
Exactly. It's going to drain your battery way faster. So writing clean, optimized code from the start is super key.
Okay, so less trips to the memory, more battery life for me to, you know, doom scroll.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
What else is important?
Choosing the right tools and technologies is another biggie.
Ooh. Okay. Tools and tech. That sounds kind of complicated.
It's not as bad as it sounds. Think of it like this.
Okay.
You wouldn't use a hammer to screw in a light bulb, right?
No, definitely not.
Different tools are better for different jobs.
Right.
For example, if you're building a game that needs amazing graphics, you might use a framework like Unity, which is specifically designed for that.
Okay.
But if you're making a simple to-do list app, you wouldn't need all that power.
So something lighter would be better.
Exactly. Something like React Native would be way more efficient in that case.
So it's all about picking the right tool for the job to like maximize performance.
You got it.
That's really interesting. I never thought of it like that.
And then, of course, there's testing.
Oh, that's got to be important.
It's like the quality control stage. Oh. You got to catch those bugs early.
Right.
Imagine building that house we were talking about and not realizing the plumbing is messed up until after you've moved in.
Oh, my gosh. That would be a nightmare.
Right. Same goes for apps. Rigorous testing throughout the whole development process helps you iron out those performance kinks before they become major problems.
So smart planning, efficient building, and constant checking.
Exactly.
Feels like a real team effort.
Oh, it definitely is. And that's why it's so important for everyone on the team, from the designers to the developers, to understand these high-performance principles.
Yeah. It takes a village to raise an app, apparently.
Uh-huh. Pretty much.
So next time you're using an app that seems to glide effortlessly, just remember.
Yeah.
There was a lot of thought and effort that went into making that happen.
Absolutely.
It's not just about the app looking pretty. It's about the whole package.
The whole enchilada.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The smooth performance, the efficient use of your phone's resources, and the ability to handle whatever you throw at it.
It's like a well-oiled machine.
Exactly.
So yeah, next time you're scrolling through your favorite app, take a moment to appreciate all the work that went into making it so responsive.
I think I will. Now here's something for you all to think about as you're out there using your apps.
All right, I'm listening.
We all have that one app that we just love using.
Oh, for sure.
What is it about that app that makes it so enjoyable?
Good question.
Is it the snappy loading times, the buttery smooth animations? Maybe it's just super intuitive to use. Whatever it is, see if you can connect those elements back to what we talked about today.
I love that. And if you really want to take it a step further.
Oh, yeah. Tell me more.
Try comparing that amazing app to one that drives you crazy with its performance.
Ooh, that's a good idea.
See what they're doing differently. There's a whole world of fascinating tech behind even the simplest apps, and understanding those principles can really change how you view the technology you use every day.
I'm ready to go analyze all my apps now.
Go for it. It's a fun little exercise, I think.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining me on this deep dive. I learned so much.
Of course. Always happy to chat about this stuff.
And thanks to everyone listening. See you all next time.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.